Witness of the Vedas and Guru tradition, Punjab, being the center of spirituality and bravery, continued to protect the nation of India from anti-national elements. Due to such reaction of Punjab against the anti-national elements, Punjab was also called the sword arm of India. But fighting with anti-national elements, Punjab itself became a puppet of anti-national elements and political world, due to which the dark period of Punjab's history was about to begin. In the 1970s to 1980s, there was a preparation to give 1,000 wounds to India under Operation Autopass run by Pakistan President Zia-ul-Haq and Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI, so that India would be left behind in the race of progress. The Congress Party, which had a political desire to win Punjab in the assembly elections in 1980, sent Jarnal Singh Bhindranwala as its representative to attract the Sikh community under religion-based politics, but anti-national elements like the ISI moved some radical elements of Sikh community and forced to demand a separate nation Khalistan from India. The seed was sown, which later turned out to be a poisonous tree for Punjab. The dark cloud of terrorism hung over Punjab for almost 2 decades. Khalistan-I supporters massacred nationalist Sikhs and Hindus on ethnic, religious and linguistic bases at countless places in Punjab, due to which the peace and legal system of Punjab had completely collapsed. But due to the forceful implementation of anti-terrorist activities by the then government, Punjab got rid of the hideous times like terrorism. At present, again Punjab seems to be moving towards a similar situation. Where on one hand Bhagwant Mann government is completely unsuccessful in establishing law and order and peace in Punjab, and on the other hand religious fanaticism is increasing in Punjab. Pakistan is taking full advantage of both these reasons by increasing drug smuggling in Punjab and reviving elements like terrorism. On March 2, while in Mohali, Bhagwant Mann was busy in attracting investors towards Punjab, on the other hand, Waris Punjab the, a pro-Khalistani organization, under the leadership of Khalistani sympathizer Amritpal Singh protested by carrying Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji for the release of one of its accused companions. They attacked the Ajanala police station along with the holy form. The Punjab police appeared helpless after seeing Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji in front of the protests. Many policemen were also injured, but the Punjab police did not allow Guru Sahib's palanquin to be insulted. Many alleged that the current government in Punjab has taken support from Khalistanis in the assembly elections 2022, as a result of which the propaganda by Khalistan supporters started increasing. Despite the commodity, the Mann government never expressed the willpower to eliminate such anti-national elements. The modus operandi adopted by Waris Punjab the Chief Amritpal Singh is similar to that adopted by Bhindranwala. Attacking the police by resorting to religious symbols, the government supporting such elements and the police becoming helpless. Religious fanaticism and anarchy are showing apprehensions of a dire situation for Punjab in the future. In spite of such a situation in Punjab, the state chief minister Bhagwant Mann was busy in campaigning for AAP in other state elections like Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh. The people of Punjab elected AAP for the change, but AAP is giving the unimaginable change to the people of Punjab in the name of drug trafficking, gangster wars, radicalization of Punjab and many more. In this environment, it is the people of Punjab who have to establish harmony and brotherhood and free Punjab from the clutches of anti-national elements.